proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. And on today's program, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. When the fall Jewish High Holy Days have concluded, a new reading of the Torah will begin. I am so thankful to the Jewish people who gave to mankind the greatest gift, God's Word. And I am so thankful to the Lord for giving me a ministry that revolves totally around the Word of God. According to the Apostle Paul in the New Testament book of Romans, the Jewish people are the eternal custodians of the Word of God, and the Bible is their greatest gift to mankind. Romans 3, verses 2 and 3 says, "What advantage then hath the Jew? Much every way, chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of God." This truth is in part a fulfillment of God's promise to Abram in Genesis 12, verse 3, where it says, "And in thee, the Jewish people, shall all families of the earth be blessed." In general, their respect and care for the Word of God is unsurpassed. The minor holiday of Simchat Torah, meaning the joy or rejoicing in the Torah or the law, which falls on the last day of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles, is dedicated completely to the celebration of the Torah. Another name for Simchat Torah is Shemini Atzeret, since it is the day of rest after the 8 days of Sukkot. A Torah scroll is called a Sefer Torah, and in order to ensure accuracy, the rules for writing one is very strict. A Sefer Torah must be handwritten by a special scribe known as a Sofer. The Hebrew root of both Sefer and Sofer is the same word, Samek Pe Resh, and means literally to count, because the scribe counted the letters in a Sefer Torah that they were copying to make sure none were missing. Here's an interesting thought. There are exactly 304,805 Hebrew letters in each Torah scroll. If a Sefer Torah has any missing letters or any added letters, it is deemed non-kosher and unfit for use. A Sofer is not allowed to write even one word from memory. Every word and letter must be checked. Each Sefer Torah is copied from a book called a Tikkun Seferim, which has the Masoretic text. The Masoretic scribes, who later added the Nikud or Nikudot, the vowels, to the consonantal Hebrew text, chose the method of marking the vowels with dots and dashes, because it is forbidden to add or subtract letters from the actual text. Because the Sefer Torah gives life, therefore nothing is used in killing that can be used in producing the Sefer Torah. Therefore, no base metals can be used since they are used to make weapons. The Sefer Torah is written on a kosher animal skin called vellum or parchment. The Hebrew word is kalaf. There are many rules as to the preparation of the kalaf, so the sofer uses a tool called a sargel, which is usually a thorn to scratch lines on the kalaf to write the letters upon. Each sheet of parchment in the Torah is called a yirah, and it takes about 205 yiriot, that's the plural of yiriah, to make the complete Sefer Torah when they are all sewn together. Now, when unrolled, a Sefer Torah is longer than a football field, and it takes about 3 years for a sofer to write the complete Sefer Torah. Quite a long time and very detailed process, of course. Almost every sofer writes the Torah with a quill from a turkey feather or some type of feather. The ink used must be kosher ink, and there is a certain recipe that must be followed to make the ink. Mistakes may be corrected for any word except God's name. The sofer erases using a piece of glass. Each letter must be clear and readable. No two letters can touch. In our modern day of industry, no machine can create a Sefer Torah. It must be completely handmade by a sofer, by a scribe. Once completed, Torah scrolls are stored in the holiest part of the synagogue in an ark known as the Holy Ark, or in Hebrew is the Aron HaKodesh. In general, our Jewish friends have great honor and respect for the Word of God. It is a great responsibility to give God's Word to others. Let us pass it along as purely as God gave it to us. And I think this is the best way to honor God's Word as we read it, study it, and obey it. I hope this lesson has been a blessing to you. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.